Do my actions match my faith? Do my words match up to the Word of God? Do I recite Bible verses, but when it comes to putting them into practice, I don't follow them? Does my life match up to God's expectation of a believer who walks by faith? And I encourage you to pray for the Lord to open your eyes so that you can really examine yourself. When you open yourself up for correction, you'll find that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you more and more. You'll begin to see you can't live like this. You can't continue to live knowing the Word of God, but not acting like it. You can't continue to say you love Jesus, but hate Janet down the street. You can't continue to say, Lord, Lord, but secretly lust after your neighbor's wife. We have to examine ourselves because God is not to be played with. He's not a God you can just mix in with your stuff. You can't have one foot in the things of Jesus Christ and one foot in this world. Examine what you tolerate, saints. Because God doesn't tolerate a dabbler or a lukewarm Christian. He doesn't tolerate one who dabbles in a bit of holiness and then in a bit of sin. You can't just mix God in with everything else in the world. He is God above all. Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26 say, "To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? Who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power? Not one is missing. Indeed, we need to reverence God. And we can begin to do this by examining our lives through the standard of his word."
Saints, when we go before God with a heart humbled and surrendered, that's where transformation can take place in his presence. It's a place where we can be honest about what we're lacking and where we need to improve. God wants us to be real and honest, and he wants us to look closely into that mirror from time to time and examine ourselves. How's our character? What's our lifestyle like? Are we living in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are we gaining victory over those private battles that we all face? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 and 32, "But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world." Have you ever judged yourself? Have you ever critiqued your own life? Have you ever honestly and objectively assessed, does my faith please God? Am I a faithful believer to the Lord? Do I seek first the kingdom of God? Am I really bearing good fruit? You see, self-reflection is important in every area of life, and it's particularly important in a believer's life. But the demands of this life can keep us from self-reflection. You see, life
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Has a way of pushing us forward by all its demands. But it's so important for us to look into the mirror and hold up the standard, which is the Word of God. And then compare ourselves and see, how do we match up? Because if the Bible says, pray without ceasing, but you can clearly see in your own life that you don't pray, well then, now you have something to go before God about. Now you have a prayer request, which should be, Lord, help me to pray consistently. Do you see how self-reflection can help you? Now here's why the Word of God is powerful. When you read it, it acts like a mirror. And when you read God's Word, you need to be asking yourself, is this real to me? Am I living this truth in my life? James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25 says, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. The challenge is to be a doer of the word, rather than just hearing about God's word. How's our character? What's our lifestyle like? Are we living in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are we gaining victory over those private battles that we all face?
It doesn't matter how unworthy, how unqualified, or how unlucky you think you are. If God is for you, then no one can be against you. If He says He's on your side, you better believe He's going to march you to victory. 100% guaranteed. No guesswork involved. His promises are greater than the predictions of man. So when the world tells you that you've got no chance, or when the devil tells you to just give up, stand firm in your faith. Keep on pushing forward. Your ability to overcome hardship is not predetermined by a statistical analysis or a roll of the dice. Your future rests in the hands of God. And He will equip you with whatever you need for the battle ahead. Because of the favor and providence of God, you can look at any situation and say, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Need I remind you that God's word also says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Or in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, God reaches out to us and says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.